day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring 5 fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
Strong underlying pressure redeveloping in feeder cattle futures today, this causing additional weakness throughout the live cattle trade. July corn futures about 0.75 cents lower, the Dow Jones 205 points lower, NASDAQ down 50 points. Over in live cattle today, light to moderate pressure holding in live trade following mixed market directions on Thursday. The most active pressure is seen in late 2019 and early 2020 contract months based on strong underlying pressure in feeder cattle markets. The inability to sustain early buying activity in both live cattle and feeder cattle trade, causing growing concerns that liquidation may continue to trickle throughout the complex over the near future. Cash cattle activity remained sluggish today, following some light to moderate trade through most areas. Box beef cutouts were lower, down $1.17 in select and down $1.25 per hundredweight in choice, with moderate movement of 79 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, strong triple-digit losses redeveloping throughout the complex, with May futures extending technical losses with prices falling $1.75 per hundredweight. The underlying pressure and push below $140 per hundredweight has added to the already bearish structure throughout the entire complex. Additional longer-term softness is developing throughout the market with nearby trade now at the lowest prices since March of 2018. Fundamentally, though, the cattle complex has changed very little, leaving the recent market shifts adding to the emotional swings of the complex. Meanwhile, today in grains, corn trade was flat to a cent lower as trade faded with pressure from soybeans. Soybean trade 8 to 10 cents lower today with heavy selling returning during the day trade as fresh lows were scored with fresh bullish news remaining absent. Meal was $2.50 to $3.50 lower and oil 30 to 40 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 2 to 8 cents higher today with trade working to extend the gain seen yesterday as fund selling was mostly absent for the day. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.